I'm Ashley Clare, and welcome to Science, Spirituality, and Everything in Between. I'm very excited because we have a special guest today on the show. Her name is Carla. She's a certified quantum healing hypnotist and a Dharma life coach and a spiritual life coach. Just like me, that's actually where we met, was Dharma Coaching Institute. She has a science background, much like myself. And today we're going to be talking about allergies, what they are. So let's just dive right in.
So let's talk about allergies. What we know about allergies, what's the truth about allergies, and then how can we ultimately get rid of the allergies, because we can.
Perfect. Yes.
What I was discovering recently, according to Dolores Cannon, is that allergies start in our past lives, that they come and they're directly related to the way we died in our past lives. The example she gave was that somebody was killed in the middle of this wheat field. And now the reincarnation, the person that is on Earth now, is allergic to wheat, is allergic to gluten and stuff like that. So they did the past life regression, and then they found out that he had died in that wheat field. That's where the explanation came from, the allergy, and then he didn't have it anymore because they found the cause, and he realized that the cause wasn't anything to do with this lifetime.
So that makes so much sense to me, because I've definitely had ones that have definitely come from past lives, but then I've also had ones that have come from this current life too. You know, I used to literally be allergic to everything and had mast cell activation and couldn't even go to like a restaurant or stores or anything like that. I was able to get over those, and I helped like my son. He had allergies and now he actually doesn't have any. Where I've gotten really deep into the research of energetics and allergies, a lot of times these higher up people that are studying it, they won't even eat dinner or eat food watching TV because they're so aware of the energetics of it that if a bad commercial comes on or something stressful happens on the TV, your brain doesn't know the difference between real life and what you're watching on TV as far as your nervous system goes for fight or flight, things like that. They won't even watch TV or have arguments while they're eating because they're afraid that it'll cause an energetic allergy to develop.
Which is insane, because what I wanted to talk about was the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind is what basically rules everything. In our subconscious mind, that's where the key to our healing is. And it's basically based on our belief systems, what we allow our subconscious mind to do. For example, there was a part where somebody was in a healing session and the subconscious mind wanted to cure them some back pain. But the person's belief system wouldn't allow it because they were like, no, you can't do that. So the subconscious mind was like, yes, I can do that. But because you believe that, you're blocking me. You're not allowing me to do that. So that person got a whole bunch of other different types of healings, but the back wasn't able to be healed because their belief system said like, wow, that's too much. That's too big for them. They won't be able to do it. So it's really crazy how our thoughts really govern our reality.
Completely, completely. That even ties into placebo effect and nocebo effect, and how even with every medical trial for any kind of medication that they're even going to put on market, they test it with a placebo, just like a sugar pill. And a lot of times people who are being told that they're getting the medicine, their issues will resolve better than the medicine that's supposed to resolve it, just because they believe that it's going to go away. And so for a medicine to even like hit the market, there's some percentage that it has to get over the placebo effect, but a lot of them don't even make it over the placebo effect numbers, because so many people, when they're being told, hey, take this and it'll fix your hives, that they take it, they believe it'll fix their hives, and then it actually does, even though it was a sugar pill.
And that's the beautiful power of the subconscious mind. Like, as long as we believe it and we think it to be true, it's done. You know, and then what you might believe might be something impossible for somebody else, but you're still human and you believe that, and that's true for you and it works. So it's really like how we can examine our beliefs, examine our thoughts, and really like regain our power and be like, no, I'm the only one that's getting in my own way. I just need to step out of my own way, and then magic happens. But it's like, to me, okay, I feel like that's easier said than done, because if everyone could be like, oh, you know, that's someone else's belief system or whatever, I'm gonna let that go, no one would have cancers, no one would have anything. So what is it that does not allow people to be like, no, the subconscious mind, totally, I get you, you can do anything, do it in my life? What stops us?
Gosh, I know what stopped me, and I didn't even know, because where I was trying to fix all my allergies and all that, and I was like, I had seen the science, I saw that it was possible. And I was like, okay, like, I'm doing everything, you know, I'm doing the meditations, I'm doing the energy work, I'm doing the energy healings, like, what is stopping me? I didn't even see it. And so many people don't see it. And that's too why it's so good we do what we do, where we help people get into their subconscious and we help them figure out what's going on in there. Because I didn't realize, I had tried to get rid of it for maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I'm not sure on the timing. I eventually ended up realizing, I ended up being able to track back that I had felt unworthy to actually release the allergies out of my body. From childhood, I felt like I shouldn't be better than other people or they'll hate me. And I didn't realize that I was walking around with that in my subconscious playing all the time. And I felt like something had to go wrong in order for people to like me from my childhood. And I didn't even know this. Like, on a conscious level, what? That makes no sense. I ended up finding that in my subconscious, I was literally walking around thinking that I needed something to be wrong with me so that people would like me. Because if nothing was wrong with me and everything was fine, no one would like me. And when I noticed that and was like, okay, I understand where that came from. I understand where I picked that up. That was important for me as a kid. That did help me get through. I don't need it now. And I just basically said, thank you. And I released it. And then all my allergies actually started going away with all the work that I'd been doing.
Yeah. And I find that, like, at the end of the day, it's just so easy. And I feel like we make it hard. We want it to be, like, long. We want it to be arduous. We want it to just take forever and we feel like we worked for it. And not realizing that, like, we are powerful enough that literally we can get rid of it instantaneously.
Yeah.
It's really, like, embracing that. And I find that it's a lot of collective conditioning and growing up of how, you know, things that we hear, you know, slogans. So it's not necessarily, well, most of the time it's how we're brought up, like our parents, but also, like, what was around us, what we were hearing, you know. People always say, like, it has to be hard. If it's not hard, it's not worth it. Like, and we listen to it so much, and even though we might not believe it, but because it's around so much, like, subconsciously we believe that.
Oh yeah.
And it's not until we, like, examine little things about ourselves that we're like, oh my god, I do believe that. What the hell? And it, like, smacks you in the face and you're like, oh. And all these realizations just start to happen. But that's the beautiful part. That's when you start empowering yourself and reminding yourself who the hell you are.
I feel like that's the first barrier, getting over the having to work hard for getting results. And it's like, things can be effortless and enjoyable. And that is just so hard. I feel like that's the first barrier, to just get past that first. And then you start seeing all the other things that are up in your head that you didn't know were there.
Yeah, it trickles. And I find that in order to be on, like, any type of journey, especially, like, not just a spiritual journey, but let's say you want to heal your allergies and you're tired of living with them and you're just done with it, right? And we want to get out of our own way. I feel like that is the first step, getting out of our own way. And it's like, okay, getting out of your own way and identifying what those limiting beliefs are. And then let's say once I identify what that limiting belief is, it's like, okay, so how do I release that? How do I get it out of my body? And do you know what? Something that really helped me was breath work.
I've had times where I've used breath work. I felt called to do some breath work before, literally to release in meditation allergies, and I watched them come out of my throat in my mind's eye. Like, I saw it, I felt it, and it was through breath work too that I, like,
yeah, and it helps to move energy, stagnant energies.
Completely. Completely.
In our bodies. Because, yeah, I find that everything happens energetically. The core of everything is an energetic core. Everything starts on an energetic level. What do you think about, like, where things actually start, whether they be in the past life, whether they be in this life? What is it that allows that to stay in our bodies? Like, that memory of, like, the allergy. For example, let's say of the person that's born with a wheat allergy because it's do with this past life. What is it in our bodies that allows that allergy to continue?
You know, that is something I've never thought about. Because when I experienced it, and I experienced going into past lives and clearing things from past lives in my current body, that was so strangely miraculous to me that I didn't even think how. But, you know, also you hear about those people that remember their past lives as kids and they have, like, birthmarks of scars of how that last person that they can go find actually died. I don't know. Do you know?
I feel like from what I'm reading, what I get is that, let's say, like the allergy, boom, you die. It elicits a response, like an immune response, and you die. So I find that, like, encoding wise, like when we reincarnate, that stays in our encoded in our DNA as a way to protect us. As
Okay.
a way to be like, in this life, you were killed by wheat, you died. Wheat is not, let's stay away from the wheat because we had that bad experience there. So it's like a protective mechanism. But then reminding the DNA in that life, yeah, wheat killed me, but in this life, wheat has nothing to do with anything to do with that life. You don't have to protect me. So it's really like encoding that in your DNA. And the way we can do that is through our
That
beliefs.
makes so much sense. It makes so much sense because when you actually look at epigenetics, so our RNA copies our DNA and then it decides what way it wants to present it. So out of every DNA strand, it can create 3,000 different copies that do different things. It's kind of like a code because it can change the order of everything. It can literally make 3,000 out of every DNA strand. But what determines what the RNA picks, copies, and turns into actual proteins in our body from DNA are our chromosomes and our cells. And our chromosomes and our cells decide what messages to send purely based off of our perception of our environment. And that has been studied time and time and time again. The study of it's called epigenetics. It's literally our perception of our environment that causes the chromosomes to tell the RNA what copies of the DNA and what combination to create the proteins in our body. So that literally just makes the most sense. That makes so much sense because we come in with our consciousness from that past life, with those memories, seeing our reality through the perspective of that reality we had before, even though we don't remember it. And we're just causing our DNA to be encoded with the past life memory because the chromosomes are affected not necessarily by the actual external environment, but by the perception of it, which is why you can have twins that are genetically the same and live in the same household and go to the same school, and they end up different after a couple years.
So then realizing this and realizing that's the origin of how this stuff started. That's why it's, some people say you can't get rid of allergies, but once you realize like where it started and what it truly is, and it's basically just like a defensive mechanism that doesn't need to defend us, and really knowing that it's not ours, that awareness, just that awareness is 90% of it already.
Oh,
So by
completely.
just becoming aware of that, 90% of you're already taking care of that, getting rid of that allergy. And that rest of that little 10%, once that unfolds in your conscious mind, your egoic mind goes, it doesn't make sense for me to believe that, because yeah, that's true. That has nothing to do with this life. Once it doesn't make sense to your ego, to your mind, that's when it just completely goes away. So I just want to remind people that it doesn't have to be like, oh my God, I'm gonna get rid of my allergies and have to get these allergy shots for all these years. No. It can literally be like, oh, and done. Yeah. So that's why we want to raise awareness about this, because it is that easy and it does happen that way. And this is backed by science.
But if you
So
don't
it's like,
believe
no,
that it can't happen, you'll
it
no
cannot be.
SIBO yourself and it won't happen too.
And even if there is, like, say, science background that it can show you, that it can prove to you that, like, yes, this works, if you yourself don't believe it or don't want to believe it, you can have all the proof in the world and you won't believe it. So it's really about just reminding ourselves of how powerful we are and how powerful our thoughts are. And it doesn't have to be hard.
Completely. And if anybody's listening to this and they're like, there's just no way, I really, really would recommend you looking into epigenetics, even some quantum physics, because it's backed. It completely makes sense. And if you can convince yourself to believe the science that's actually shown, then you could get rid of your allergies too. You just have to get past the part of you that goes, no way, or that can't happen, because no, it can happen. I'm living proof. I've helped other people. Like, actually.
Yeah, and it starts with that curiosity, that what if? That what if, and who says that you have to carry around that allergy? It's like, are you giving yourself an allegiance to that allergy? You know what I mean? Like, no, you can release that allergy as well, knowing that it just isn't serving you.
Completely.
So now we're at the point, so we know what the allergies come from. We know what they could be. We know that they're on an energetic level. They're there. They might be dense from our past lives, but all in all, we realize that the allergy isn't ours. We realize it was from a past life. So what do we do now? How do we truly get rid of these allergies? I've told my higher self, yes, you're powerful. You can do this. I want to get rid of them. How can we do this?
Well, you can work with one of us because we can help guide you through your subconscious. Yeah, you can really start just kind of picking up books even about quantum physics, things like that, and just reassuring yourself as well. I'd say energy healing. What I've found throughout my own experience is it kind of doesn't matter how you do it. There's ways where you can do it easier and there's ways that is less direct, but I've found that kind of all energy healing can fix it. It's all about mindset.
Yeah, I agree. For me, it's just that awareness of it, that little tidbit of information has planted like a seed of truth, and that will literally unfold little by little, and our higher minds will guide us, you know, to our greatest path to get rid of them. I totally agree with you. Like, if you want to take care of it now, and like, we are two people that are actually skilled in getting rid of that. Like, for example, now I'm certified in quantum healing hypnosis. It's easy and effortless. We take you back. We see you, you know, where it came from, and boom, you wake up and you don't have it anymore.
Completely.
And I know it sounds like, oh my God, is that too good to be true? But Dolores Cannon had thousands and thousands of people that she worked on with documented cases of curing cancer, leukemia, oh my God, regenerating cartilage. So it's like, if this is possible, it's possible now. So it's like just spreading the awareness.
Completely.
And the more people that do this, that participate in these sessions, that's how, you know, the word spreads. Like, oh my God, this is possible. And that's how collectively, you know, how we raise the vibration, because all these people are getting healed.
Yeah, and then they're wanting to tell people how they got healed, and then those people are like, what? And then they go get healed, and now it's just all making sense. Yeah, and then once you get healed too, once I started getting energy healings myself, then it got me to a point where I had a stronger intuition and I had a stronger knowing of what was going on. I had practiced meditating. I mean, this took me years, but it could take you a lot shorter because I didn't actually have anyone that told me that you can get rid of it. I was just trying it because the science seemed to add up. So once you know for sure, like, you know, you're listening to me, you can do it faster than I did. But once you start getting comfortable in those energy healings, in those meditations, you start building the abilities to be guided yourself. So if I wasn't guided by other people and other types of energy healings, it would have taken me a lot longer to even figure out what I was doing. I might just be still sitting there going, well, okay, I'm in the dark. Like, what do I do?
I agree. And I find that that's why I got into this work. And this is why I'm doing this now, because I really wanted to be like, so how can I be that shortcut for someone who's open and just ready and like, and doesn't know how to do it? So it's, how can I do that for somebody? And I find that with what the energy healing is the most amazing, fast and effective way to do that. Because you know what I mean? I want people to live their purpose in this lifetime. And not have to live their entire life like, oh, getting rid of this and getting rid. No, you can heal and you can move on and you can live your best life. You can live your dream life.
And a lot of times you'll end up getting messages. A lot of times there's a reason why you have an allergy in this life. And it's something that you visit subconsciously and you learn and you acknowledge it and you release it. And a lot of times it's like a message. It's a lesson that you need to learn. And once you go and you find out what that is subconsciously, which either of us could guide you through, basically. then you're able to just release it because it was there for you to acknowledge it in the first place, in a way.
Yeah, and that's really truly all it is at the core, just releasing an energy that's not yours.
Yeah,
and then and what it does too is it releases all the debris that comes with you through with your past lives when reincarnate. So really releasing all that debris and then starting as who you are. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, so what with a blank slate, like, what do I do? What do I like? What do I enjoy? And just starting empowered and ready to go.
It's so good.
And I find that it's something magical that, you know, and that I'm honored to be able to help people with and guide people with. Yeah.
Me too.
It's awesome.
It's so awesome. Yeah, so we'll link our websites and our links and everything in the show notes. I'm Ashley Claire Skywalker, and if you just Google me, I pull up. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all the things. If you want to schedule an appointment with me, it's AshleyClaireSkywalker.com, or you could just Google me.
I'm Carla, and you can find me on Instagram at ChickiesLinda22. And I'll have the link in the notes because, yeah, I don't know if people, I don't even if I know if I know how to write that out.
It's a lot of spell.
Yeah, but just getting you to that person you are, that magical person that we all are, filled with love and light. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you have allergies, you don't have to. Yeah. We can help you. You can get energy help. There's so much. You don't even have to see us. You can get help. Thank you so much for watching Science, Spirituality, and Everything in Between. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it.